sec here. Okay. All right. I would like to welcome you today, and we're talking with Michelle Hasty Thompson. And Michelle is in a market where a lot of people have a lot of trouble with, in the sense of, I talk to a lot of coaches and consultants who complain that, you know, their business is not like the business, like getting client business for selling business solutions, B2B stuff. And a lot of people who are in the consulting coaching business, who are health coaches, fitness coaches, all that kind of stuff, feel like they're at a disadvantage in terms of getting clients. And I just want to encourage you, you're not at all if you do it right. So I just want to talk with Michelle, and I'm just going to let Michelle introduce herself. So Michelle, welcome, and why don't you tell us a bit about your situation, your business.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. So my company is Total Body Health Solutions, and I've had it for about 10 years. And I help people with emotional eating and weight loss without dieting so that the results are permanent as opposed to the quick fix or magic pill types of scenarios. So we get to the root cause of what's really happening and make sure that they don't have to ever lose weight again, that it's done.
Awesome. And so you're, yeah, and exactly. So Michelle is essentially in the big weight loss field where there's tens, there's probably hundreds of thousands of competitors, but she's starting to carve out a niche and she's starting to do real well. I think her last round ad, she invested, I think, about $400 or $500. She'll tell you exactly, and I don't even know what she ended up making, $6,000, $9,000, something like that. So why don't we talk about kind of as far as Facebook. So what's your numbers, and then we'll kind of back up and talk a little bit about before, after, details, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so the first round of ads that I did with you, having absolutely no ad experience before, I spent about $400, and then I got two clients, about $6,000 off of that. And then alongside the Facebook ads, there was some other stuff we did through email and got another client that way. So my first month did about $9,000, about $10,000 with some other various things that I had coming in income-wise.
Nice. And so, like, before, what were you trying that wasn't working? Were you just doing, like, events and just free stuff? Or, like, what was the story there?
Over the past 10 years, I believe I could confidently say I've tried everything. So I did events. I did, you know, the freebies, the free books, the free ebooks, the free CDs. I've written two books, gotten them both published. I've spoken on smaller stages, bigger stages. I've dabbled in Facebook ads in the sense that I'll boost a post here and there, or I'll just throw an ad out there and see if it works, not having any clue what I was doing, but knowing that it's probably important to do that. And I've been building a list for the past 10 years as well, and marketing to that list. And JV, so teaming up with people and having them email out to their list. I've teamed up with, like, bigger names who have access to bigger lists to try to get clients that way. And basically, I've just been, like, floundering, like, for the past 10 years. Like, nothing has worked. And it's been really frustrating because it feels like I've tried everything.
Well, you have. So why do you think it's not working? Wasn't working, just more or less the market's oversaturated? Or what?
There's a lot of things. Yeah, I think the first thing I realized when I started working with you was that if I don't speak in terms of emotional eating at first, it's just too wide of a field. And then what you had brought up was I'm competing with way too many people. And competing with people who are nowhere on the same level as me and putting myself on the same level with them with very little education and training. And so it makes it harder because I'm competing with more and it's not even really my true competition. So finding the right language to identify myself as different than them and more credible, which I am, has been a big piece of it for sure. That was like step one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then changing up the whole system, because like everybody thinks it's about the ads when it sort of is, like, we're transitioning your stuff from kind of, okay, now it's really working, now into like a scaling up type version, which within the ads context, there's two different strategies. There's a setup and then the scale up. But I mean, as far as Facebook goes, it really is, I would say, and you know, you maybe have it may be different for your market, but it's kind of like almost like a small part is the ads and a big part is everything else but the ads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I agree because, I mean, you do need to be able to convince the people that, you know, you're credible and that you know what you're doing and that you can help them and that they should buy and then feel confident in that purchase and then get the results. And, you know, there's so much more to it. But I was always really confident in all those pieces, you know, that I could close a sale and that I could service that person at the highest level possible. I struggled with, well, how do I get them there? You know, and like I said, I tried everything to do that. But I feel like all the other coaches that I've thrown money at in the past or all the other marketing techniques I've thrown money at, they depend on you already having like a good, credible list or following to market. And then they're like, well, here's how you market to those people that you've created. And it's like, well, what do you do if you don't have those people? You know, like if you don't have a great quality, big, huge list, what do you do? And it seems like really a small amount of people out there are actually teaching, well, I can actually get you to 10 grand and you don't even have to have a list. And that's where I found a really specific guidance with you.
Well, you're so awesome. And I mean, it's not going to be long until you're going to be doing some really, really big numbers and definitely multi six figure per year. And so, you know what, Michelle, so I'm going to put a link under this interview to your site, but you know, if somebody wanted to kind of find out more about you, could they, like, you've got some books, are they on Amazon, or is it the best thing to do is just go to your site and they can see what you got going on and contact you that way?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website, TotalBodyHealthSolutions.com, has everything. And my books are on there, or they're on Amazon as well. My main book is called The Weight Loss Shift, Be More, Weigh Less. And then I have the mini ebook, and then I'm in the process of editing my third book through my publisher. So that's been really fun. But all the information is over there. And my intention is just to really shift the weight loss industry. And that's why I'm getting my PhD and developing my research in the field. And, you know, it's time that we start hearing a different dialogue in the weight loss industry, just like it's time we start hearing a different dialogue in the business coaching industry. It's no different.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. And that's awesome. And so, hey, if you're listening to this, I'd really encourage you to check out what Michelle has. She's done awesome, and she's going to do real good with her ads, and really excited for and glad to help you. So thanks, Michelle, for stopping by today.
Thank you, Jason. It's been a pleasure.